This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Trump administration has given an ultimatum to Turkey over an American evangelical Christian pastor. It's held for more than a year on terror and espionage charges. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has that story.
Andrew Brunson's case has strained relations between the two NATO allies, and Vice President Mike Pence issued a warning today during a religious freedom summit.
If Turkey does not take immediate action to free this innocent man of faith and send him home to America, the United States will impose significant sanctions.
President Trump later tweeted he will impose large sanctions if Brunson's not freed. Turkey's president has in the past linked Brunson's release to the U.S. extraditing a Pennsylvania cleric whom he holds responsible for a failed military coup 2 years ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Trump administration again giving that ultimatum, and Vice President Mike Pence said he spoke with Brunson on Wednesday. The effort by some U.S. House conservatives to impeach the Attorney General Rod Rosenstein failed Thursday after House Speaker Paul Ryan said he didn't support the move, and that's the Deputy Attorney General. Ryan said it was inappropriate to impeach Rosenstein for failing to turn over documents demanded by Congress. Instead of going to a vote, the chamber is now shutting down Thursday for a 5-week summer recess. However, Rosenstein appeared to have the support of his boss, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who said Thursday he has the highest confidence in his deputy. U.S. President Donald Trump, a day after reaching a truce in the escalating trade dispute with Europe, characterized his talks with the European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker as a big economic victory. Besides a vague commitment for European purchases of a lot of soybeans, as Mr. Trump characterized it, he and Juncker on Wednesday committed to holding off on additional tariffs while transatlantic negotiations are held. This is VOA News.